Get abstract. Knowledge compressed. The name Homo sapiens means wise man, but that's not a good label for humanity. Attaining wisdom isn't easy or automatic. To gain wisdom, people must practice prospection, looking forward and anticipating what will come in the best, most functional way. The term for human beings should be Homo prospectus. In Homo Prospectus, published by Oxford University Press in the UK, learned optimism author Martin E.P. Seligman and professors Peter Railton, Roy F. Baumeister, and Chandra Shripada argue that prospection defines what it means to be human. Get Abstract recommends it to anyone interested in reflection and self-knowledge. To use their resources effectively, people must plan for challenges. Anticipation gives people an edge in competition and helps them coordinate their activities. Anticipation is also an evolutionary edge. People look ahead, estimating what results different actions will cause. Any living thing must know it has to beat its competition. Anticipation is central to coding information, learning, and memory. Human memory is dynamic. People continually reevaluate the past, reshaping it and giving it new weight. Anticipation is bound up with decision-making. You can make better decisions by imagining what might and might not happen. Building a model and testing it is an effective way to learn and to figure out your relationship with your environment. This model should be an active, evaluative map with varying paths leading to possible actions and goals. This mental map evaluates experiences and communicates its evaluations through emotions. Your feelings aren't distinct from your thinking. Emotions are central to thought. Empathy lets people simulate or imagine how others see the world. People have a social nature that enables them to learn from each other rather than only from what they experience directly. Intuition guides people through much of life. People acquire intuitions implicitly by accumulating a body of experience. Growing up using a language, you experience thousands of models. You use them below the level of consciousness to evaluate sentence structure. Your intuition works like a computer search program. As soon as you begin carrying out an action, it starts trying to match that action against patterns it already knows so it can make sense of it. The brain continually processes and evaluates to prepare the mind for new thoughts. These evaluations take the form of affect or emotion. These emotional communications often lead the body into action. People naturally trust their sensations. This is a survival trait. You learn from experience and anticipate the future more effectively when you trust your senses. You can use your affect and your positive or negative evaluations to guide what you do. People tend toward a positive attitude as their default affect. They reshape affective responses based on their experiences. In addition to intuition, you can also process information in a conscious, deliberate way. Intuition uses a nonverbal, experiential approach, while deliberative thought is a rational and verbal approach. However, this sharp division is only part of the picture. These approaches can clash, with intuition urging people in one direction, while deliberation tugs them in another. But ideally, they work together, with deliberation resting on an intuitive foundation. When people make decisions, they think rationally, but they also remember their past experiences and feel the emotions associated with them. People do not create the future alone. The future is constructed socially and culturally. Commercial flights take place on physical airplanes, but the system of scheduling and booking flights is a social construct, as is the exchange of money that pays for building the planes, training the pilots, and the like. Shared social realities spring from evolution. One person would find it hard to escape a charging lion, but working in groups, people kill lions. In an evolutionary framework, competition comes long before cooperation. Species compete, as do individuals. Humans cooperate, but that requires trust, which depends on and assumes prospection. Trusting someone assumes that if you act now, that person will repay you later, either directly or through social rewards and approval. Prospection multiplies the power of culture. It allows groups to engage in collective planning and to share a vision of a desired future. Prospection plays a role in morality. While early cultures developed both religion and ethics, The two did not link closely. The Greek gods acted selfishly and childishly. Over time, the nature of gods changed. Gods became more knowing and more ethical. These big gods promote morality and trust. Trust comes more easily with people who share your concept of God. When people think about the past, their purpose usually is to make sense of it so they can better deal with the present and future. But when people consider the future, they need to assume that they can shape it. Planning is essential to prospection. It unites past, present, and future. People tend to be unrealistically optimistic about their personal future. They deal with the future more accurately only when trying to make decisions, but they revert to optimism because it feels good and builds confidence. Emotions play a complex role in thinking about the future. People who are engaged in prospection feel emotions in the present as signals of what they expect to feel in the future. But when you weigh your emotional responses, you need to distinguish between fully realized emotions and automatic effect. People's more developed emotions generate automatic effects or emotions about the future. These automatic feelings appear and fade quickly. They are simple reactions, registering as quick positive or negative evaluations. These fast, emotive judgments guide your responses to other people. If you didn't have them, you'd be crippled in social situations and in contemplating the future. People can't experience the future directly because it doesn't exist yet, so they must be able to create mental simulations of the future. Some emotions, like guilt, anticipate that you may feel bad at some future time if you make a certain choice or take a certain action now. People may shape actions in anticipation of what they expect to feel later, though scientific evidence suggests that current emotions don't shape a person's actions. Instead, prospection is central to human moral sense. People tend to respond to moral questions intuitively. Often, these intuitive judgments linger on a visceral level even after people think through a situation and find they lack justifications for their judgments. When you respond intuitively to a moral challenge, you generate mental simulations that include expectations about how a scenario might play out. These judgments emphasize possible future harm. Prospection can work in a negative manner. It can contribute to depression. Depressed people envision more negative futures and can both overestimate and overemphasize risk, making negative futures seem more likely. Depressed people find personal reasons to believe that the future will be negative. These explanations build on one another, reinforcing a depressive mindset about the future. Recognizing this process offers possibilities for intervention.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.